Blessed be Jesus. I welcome you into the discussions and the reflections about this church, the Corinthians Church. Through this church, we are able to understand the heart of Paul. Paul was able to open up himself more than any other letter that he wrote. Here, he was able to show his heights and his depth, his joy and pains. And he was able to let us know how he dealt with this church, and especially when they failed, when they were yoked with unbeliever. They were equally yoked with unbeliever, unequally yoked with unbeliever. We discover that the greatest challenge of this church that brought a lot of discomfort, a lot of hurtings, a lot of challenges was the yoke. It was a yoked church. It was a church that was yoked with unbelievers. They would be able to go and work together, worship together, eat together. And I don't mean that eating together is wrong. What I mean by eating together is eating sacrificial meals together. And that the world was able to enter into this. And I think that is one of the greatest problems of every church, is that what do you do with this church? What do you do with the world? So here, yesterday we saw the pain of backsliding to the individual, the pain of backsliding to the community of believers, the pain of an individual backsliding to God, who says, I walk with you, I will be with you, you be my God, I'll be your God, you be my children. The pain of backsliding to your mentor, who have walked with you, your father, your mother in faith, the one who has nurtured you, and once you go back, they do not know what to do. It pains you so much, in as much as you try again and again and again, but you still want to keep going forward together with the rest of the team. But it pains a mother to see its child or her child being destroyed by the world. But today, we want to see the joy of repentance. The joy of repentance. I think we start from, can repeat something to do with the 2 Corinthians 7 from verses 8, but let's start from 5, although we had done 3 verses from 5. When we arrived in Macedonia, Paul is explaining, there was no rest for us, or there was no comfort for us. There was no ease for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fears on the inside. Of course, the Macedonians, the community, were hostile to Paul, but still fears, because he didn't know whether they had already repented. And Paul had gone back there, and they were not able to accommodate him, to accept him very well. So he decided to write a letter, a painful letter. But he had not received the details or the report or the feedback of the letter through Titus. But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. It's very powerful. The God who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of encouragement he received from you. When he told us how much you long to see me. These people are longing for Paul. Paul didn't know that. He thought that they had lost him. And how sorry you are for what had happened. And how loyal you are to me. I was filled with joy. I'm not sorry that I sent that Sapphire letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now, I'm glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow God wants his people to have. So you were not harmed by us in any way. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience lead us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for what kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. Just see how this godly sorrow produced in you. Now, Paul, here he said that there was a conflict from outside as he was waiting for Titus. He had sent Titus with a letter, very severe letter, a letter of rebuke. A letter that teared the yoke that was supposed to destroy the yoke of slavery, the yoke of unbelievers, that yoke that that had put the Corinthians with the super apostles. Paul was trying to break this yoke. It was not easy. His visit could not destroy it. So he sent a very heavy letter backed by the Holy Spirit. And that letter finally broke the yoke. God used it as an anointing. God anointed the words they heard. And it broke that. Suppose it as he waited for Titus to bring the report, even when doors were open, wide open for him to preach for the gospel advancement in Troas, he could not continue. He was very anxious, waiting for this letter. But when he saw Titus, he was overjoyed. He was encouraged. He says that God who encouraged the discouraged encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. But not only that, even when the news that Titus brought, when Titus said, Timothy, Dad, these people loves you. They are loyal to you. They long for you. They love you. They are part of you. They are no longer hostile to you. And Paul says, I was filled with joy. Then, because of that, he said, the letter I sent, I was sorry that I'm no longer sorry about it. Because this letter worked sorrow. It brought repentance. And there are several things that shows that they repented. It produced great results. So verse 11 says, see how this godly sorrow produced in you. Now, I want to mention about six or seven things that godly sorrow brought. Repentance brought. The indicators of repentance. One, there was such an earnestness, very earnest to do things, very eager to do things, such concerned to clear yourself. They wanted to clear themselves from this yoke or the yoking with enemies. But three, such indignations, there was holy anger in them. Because of what they had done, they were crying hot tears before God. Such alarm. So they started being alert when staying with their neighbors, that they don't just enter into such feast. such longing to see me. They started longing for Paul again and loving Paul. Such zeal. They started working and going up the hill again, Lord, to recovery with a zeal and such readiness to punish wrong. They were ready to punish the wrong. You showed that you have done everything necessary to make things right. My purpose then was not to write about who did the wrong or who was wrong. I wrote to you so that in the sight of God, you could see for yourself how loyal you are to us. We have been greatly encouraged by this. In addition to our own encouragement, we are especially delighted to see how happy Titus was about the way all of you welcomed him and set his mind at ease. So this issue brought Titus joy. As we can say that repentance always brings joy. Titus was very joyful. He was very happy. He was welcomed. He was set, you know, it set his mind at ease. He delighted how to, and when Paul saw how Titus was happy, he was also very joyful. Then he said, I had told him how proud I was of you, and you didn't disappoint me. I've always told you the truth. And now my boasting to Titus has also proved true. Now he cares for you more than ever when he remembers the way all of you obeyed him and welcomed him with such fear and deep respect. I'm very happy now because I have complete confidence in you. Lord God, help us to repent of our sins, of our wrongdoing, of our yokeness. And help us, Lord, to support others who are backsliding, who are going down the hill again because of the heavy yoke they are carrying, because they are yoked with unbelievers. We break the yoke. May the anointing of God break that yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.